Item 77, request of Amber Dunks to address council regarding homeless bill of rights.
Ms. Dunks. Thank you. Thank you. Before we begin, I'd like to remind people that we ask that there be no clapping, booing, hissing, profanity, insults, personal attacks, throwing objects, etc., in the context of adjudications. And remind people that the rules of conduct prohibit disruptive behavior, and attendees will be warned and then asked to leave the room in case of disruptive behavior, which I'm sure no one will engage in. And you, please state your name, don't need to state your address, and you have 3 minutes. Thank you.
And I was also wondering, there are 3 of us testifying on behalf of the HBR. Is it possible for all 3 of us to come up at the same time?
Certainly.
78, request of Tricia Reed to address council regarding homeless bill of rights. And 79, request of Jermaine Johnson to address council regarding homeless bill of rights.
Ms. Dunks.
My name is Amber Dunks. I'm here on behalf of Right to Survive and the Homeless Bill of Rights campaign. We're here to ask for your support for our Right to Rest bill, which goes in front of legislature this session. This bill includes the right to move freely, rest, sleep, and pray in public to protect oneself from the elements, occupy a legally parked vehicle, share food, and eat in public regardless of housing status. This bill was drafted after extensive street outreach was done, in which 80% of survey respondents reported being harassed or criminalized for sleeping. Another 78% reported being harassed and criminalized for sitting or lying down, and 66% of respondents were cited for loitering or hanging out. The vast majority of the Oregon surveys were done in Portland. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Law and order exist for the purpose of establishing justice, and when they fail in this purpose, they become the dangerously structured dams that block the flow of social progress. Laws and ordinances that target the houseless community for carrying out basic survival activities, such as sleeping, eating, or sharing food in public, and erecting a tent or putting up a tarp to protect themselves from the elements, do not exist for the purpose of justice. Furthermore, I assert that these laws and ordinances exist to perpetrate a cycle of houselessness by throwing up yet another barrier to housing and employment. For example, if you're cited for sleeping in the doorway, the charge is criminal trespass. Therefore, when you apply for an apartment or a job, this shows up on your record when they perform a background check, making you less likely to succeed. Keeping people houseless by criminalizing them for being houseless and unable to enter our already overcrowded shelter system benefits no one." MLK also said, "One who breaks a law that conscience tells him is unjust and who willingly accepts the penalty of imprisonment in order to arouse the conscience of the community over its injustice is in reality expressing the highest respect for the law." This is what civil rights leaders have done in the past. We have a shameful past in this country of upholding discriminatory laws and ordinances designed to target different communities of color, and now we have a shameful present of upholding these same type of laws and ordinances targeting the houseless community. This does not have to be our future. By supporting Right to Rest, we can break this cycle of injustice and stand up as a community, state, and eventually a country, and say that we vow to end another form of discrimination against our fellow human being. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Trish Reed, and I'm representing Right to Survive and the Homeless Bill of Rights Coalition. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Now I say to you today, my friends, even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. All men, women, and children are created equal. The creation is not the issue. The issue is that there is a systemic problem that creates cuts in affordable housing and throws up more barriers for people to obtain the little affordable housing that is left. In the midst of this crisis, laws and ordinances designed to target and criminalize the houseless and low income are created. Although we have made great strides in the struggle for equal rights for all, we cannot truly say as a nation that we treat all as they are created equally. As long as it is still illegal to criminalize and discriminate against the houseless community for carrying out basic activities needed for survival, such as eating and resting." MLK also said, "History will have to record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. I want to believe that our city council, the audience, and everyone watching this meeting are all good people. We cannot remain silent as our most vulnerable citizens are subjected to unjust laws and ordinances that criminalize them for erecting a tent, putting up a tarp, or sometimes merely covering themselves with a blanket to protect themselves from the elements. Carrying out the simple act of sleeping, which is a necessary biological need for everyone, should not be illegal for anyone. Please come out in support for the Homeless Bill of Rights and the Right to Rest Bill. It's not about separate rights. It's about equal rights. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Jermaine Johnson. I represent Right to Dream 2 Bill of Rights campaign. We are a corporation that is introduced by the Bill of Rights legislators in California, Oregon, Colorado. The bill will be going in front of legislators in July. Our bill would help assure that no one will be targeted or expect. Is it the biological needs to sleep regarding the housing status? Martin Luther King says, "I had a dream that on the Red Hills of Georgia, son of the former slaves and the former slave owners will be able to sit together at the table of brotherhood. We also have a dream. Our dream that is the homeless community no longer be targeted with justice and laws of ordinance and seek the discrimination against the crime people based on their perceived housing status. The laws of order used to target the houseless community today. Simply ugly laws, oaky laws, and the sundown towns use discriminate against people in color. The poor and the old represent sleep. Sleep deprivation is a word. Well, no. The United States has supported taking a formal sentence against torture. Why are we depriving people who are breaking no laws except having no place to lay their heads? Sleep, please support our legislator and stop the cruel and
inhumane
practice. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If people want to find more about this campaign, how can they do that and how can they donate to help people?
They can go to www.raphome.org, and there's information on there about the Homeless Bill of Rights. RAPS is short for Western Regional Advocacy Project. It's a coalition of groups from California, Washington, and Oregon. They can contact Right to Survive, or they can contact Monica Beamer at KBOO. And we can get some information to them. We have campaign meetings at our office at 2249 East Burnside on the first, third, and fifth Fridays of the month at 11:30 in the morning also.
Wow. Thank you very much for your advocacy.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
And cinnamon rolls are available on your left.
Thank you.